శ్రీమద్భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 5 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 10 ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పర్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఈవెన్ దో వన్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ది రినౌన్స్డ్ ఆర్డర్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ అడ్వాన్స్డ్ సర్టన్లీ ఫీల్స్ కంపాషన్ ఫర్ సఫరింగ్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ One should certainly neglect his own personal comfort, although they may be very important. But one has to protect the one who has surrendered. Repeat. Even the one is in the renounced order, one who is advanced, certainly feels compassion for suffering living entities. One should certainly neglect his own personal comforts, although they may be important to protect one who has surrendered. But Maya is very strong. In the name of philanthropy, altruism, communism, people are feeling compassion for suffering humanity throughout the world. Philanthropists and altruists do not realize that it is impossible to improve people's material conditions. Material conditions are already established by the superior administration according to one's karma. They cannot be changed. The only benefit we can render to the suffering beings is to try to raise them to spiritual consciousness. Material comfort cannot be increased or decreased. It is therefore said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tallabhyate Dukkhavad Anyata Sukham. As far as material happiness is concerned, that comes without efforts. Just as difficulties come without effort. Material happiness and pain can be attained without effort. One should not bother for material activities. If one is at all sympathetic or able to do good to others, he should endeavor to raise people to Krishna consciousness. In this way, everyone advances spiritually by the grace of the Lord. For our instruction, Bharata Maharaja acted in such a way. We should be very careful not to be misled by so-called welfare activities conducted on bodily terms. One should not give up his interest in attaining the favor of the Lord Vishnu at any cost. Generally, people do not know this or they forget it. Consequently, they sacrifice all their original interest, the attainment of Vishnu's favor, and engage in philanthropic activities for bodily comfort. Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chukshurumilita Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన భూతలే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్యదాధార శివాచాది గౌరవక్తరు హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే Two things are told here. One is, one should have compassion for suffering living entities. One, who is a human being, anyone who is a gentleman, anyone who is a spiritual person. A person has to be compassionate, otherwise he is not an advanced spiritual person. Prahlad Maharaj says, Punam charanti vijane sa vimukti kama naparardha nishtam. Throughout the world there are people who want to attain liberation, mukti, freedom from birth and death. As soon as you take birth, you cannot avoid struggle, whether you have money or not. Even if you have money, you have to struggle. Otherwise, your money will be squandered, or you will be cheated by so many people. Do you think if somebody has money and is a fool, people will leave him like that? Nobody will leave. Everybody wants to have his money. So not only that you should have money, you should also be careful also. Because the world is full of cheaters. That is our very nature. Don't think I am a gentleman, everybody else is a cheater. That means you are a cheater yourself. Because if you are a gentleman, why you will come into this world? Because we are bad people, we are here in this world. People, they have no business in this world. People who want to steal God's money, people who want to enjoy God's wealth, they are here. And a devotee, he doesn't want to steal God's wealth. He doesn't want to enjoy God's wealth. Suppose you donate some 50,000 rupees here, and I don't give it to the development of the temple or for the service of the temple, and I send it to my mother, I am also attached to my mother like you, then how I am a gentleman? So if something is God's, you spend it on God. A devotee who is serving God, you can only take food, that also after offering to God. So you cannot live without food. You may say, all right, whatever donations are coming, and I will put aside for my needs. I need some place to stay, something to eat, something to wrap my body, clothing. But you can't separately take it. Giving money to the temple or to the sadhus, because they understand that the sadhu is an agent of God. But you don't know how to give to God direct. So you come and give to God's agents. So this is an important statement. That you should know, not only that you want to give what belongs to God as much as possible, and it is your responsibility to see that you are actually giving it to an agent of God. Suppose you want to give, but you are giving to a wrong person. Because you cannot blame him. He is a wrong person. So if you give it to him, he is going to use it the way he likes. You want to give something to God, and it is your headache, your intelligence, to find out who are actually the eligible people to take in the name of God. Suppose somebody built a Durga temple or a Sai Baba temple, and you don't have knowledge about what is what, and you want to give a donation and go to the temple and give it there. You don't know who is God. If you just want to give donation in the name of God and you don't know who is God, then your money may not be actually is given back to God. So all these things are there, that you should know who is God and you should know how to recognize a devotee of God. Then closing your eyes, you can give the donation, because now you have decided, you have verified, this is God, this is how a God's devotee lives, and so I have come to the right place, let's give. Then you just, whenever you want to give something, or it's not whenever, you are supposed to, it is as long as your income, you have to set aside some portion. You have to set aside some portion for yourself, and remaining all else belongs to God, because who are you to put ration on God? If Krishna gives you 50,000 and you will spend 5,000-6,000 for your meals and things like that, and 44,000 it belongs to God. But generally people do the reverse. I'll give 5,000 to God and 45,000. In any case, that you cannot enjoy. If you try to enjoy, you will become sick. How you will enjoy your life? By drinking, smoking, eating, and spending it on the company of women, or spending it on sports, or on entertainment. Everything is bad for the soul. That means actually it is good that you keep the minimum for yourself, so that you don't have money for spoiling yourself. you look at the world, people have money, what they are doing? They are becoming disconnected from God. They are moving distance to God. Because of the entertainment, their mind is turned off from God. They have no interest. If you are into worldly entertainment and enjoyment, such a person cannot have attraction from God. Either your senses are agitated or your soul is active. If your soul is active, you don't want sense gratification. If your senses are active and you don't feel like doing anything for God, because your senses are demanding, you enjoy this, you enjoy that. Let's say in Bhagavad Gita, I said, Bhogaiswarya prasaktanam tayaparata chetasa Yavasayatmika buddhi. It says, Bhogaiswarya prasaktana tayaparita chetasa. Anyone whose mind and senses are interested in anything other than God, anybody can watch for himself. Where is my mind going? What are my plans? And anybody can check for himself. I control my senses, or I am just indulging for the demands of the senses. So it says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadho na vidhiyate. He cannot have resolute determination, and we cannot attain. The mind and sense are simply distracting us. No? Always outside, outside, and like that. So the point we are saying here, the two things. One is, nobody is really a human being, a gentleman and a devotee. These are all greats. There are all human beings are there. And then gentleman, that means you are educated, so you know your responsibilities. And the devotee means he knows exactly as per God's orders. So these are all. For us, we don't know the distinction between a good person and a spiritual person. That's what Prabhupada is saying here about Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj is having bodily compassion. His heart is feeling for the suffering bodies around him. What the governments are doing, what the doctors are doing, what the philanthropists are doing in the world. There are so many. In the suffering humanity, who has a leprosy disease, is a poor man, is a blind man, people have different problems. And there are so many governments, schemes, and many voluntary organizations, and there are so many individuals. They are doing their might how to help the suffering humanity. For example, the government is giving, you know, if you have traveled in buses and trains, you see on few things, you know, there is reservation quota. People who are handicapped, blind, old people, senior citizens. Old people have to be taken care, handicapped people have to be taken. Government is keeping some provision, and there are many voluntary organizations opening orphanage homes, old age homes, and retarded home for mentally retarded. So many things are going on. Nothing significant is happening. Suppose somebody is an invalid man, and you know about his mind. His mind has like bad habits, necessary desires, or he has bad behavior. It's not that because you are an invalid man, you don't get angry. You see many people, old people, can't do himself, but he cannot peacefully take work from us. Because his nature, who can change that? We all know. So it is not just providing him some crutches or some money. It is not making me happy by that, because happiness is a state of mind. So you should know how to deal with the mind. Then you can be happy man in any situation, in any situation. A few days back I got some story on the internet. It shows, example, if you are, you know how to handle yourself, then no matter what, you can be very. So there was a blind man, completely blind, he cannot see anything. And there is a sick man, he was in an accident, so he was admitted. And this blind man, because he cannot take care of himself. So blind man's bed, not only that he is blind, he also has some back problem or something, some traction, some bed rest, that is recommended. So he is blind and also having some backache. There is another man whose eyes are very good, but he has a back problem. So all these back problem people are admitted in one hospital. This blind man was having his bed next to the window. You can see outside. So this blind man is describing outside, because this man is a neighbor. He's having pains and crying and yelling. So just to give relief, he was describing nice things from outside the window, you know, how nicely things are going on, the birds, the gardens, and, you know, the people, narrating, you know, how nice celebrations are going on. So this guy is listening and is getting some kind of relief, because he, you know, divert his mind. Nothing to listen. You hear about good things, get your pain for a while, at least you feel little relaxed. This blind man is describing so many things going on outside the window, daily talking something. To keep the guy listening to nice things, he was feeling better. He found a good friend. And what happened? The blind man died. He died. And then this other man said he felt bad, but because this man was describing so many things daily going on outside, then at least I was forgetting my pains, listening to all things. Now let me move to that place. So he was asking the nurse, kindly you give me that outside bed, so that I can pass my time watching what is going on and all that, so I can feel little. Then, next day, the nurse made the arrangement. They shifted into the... And to his shock, actually there was nothing outside the window, there was a wall. The buildings are there, nothing, you don't see anything. He was shy, was describing all this, you know, every day, so many things. Just a wall. Describe the nurse. He was able to describe all things going on daily. The nurse said, actually, he's a blind man, he cannot even see. Not only there is a wall, but he's blind, he cannot see anything. Then immediately, they found some thing inside. There is slogan for life, what he heard, that he kept with himself. Somebody wrote, it was written there, no? Like, whatever suffering is meant to come, it will come, but don't push it onto others. Whatever suffering is there, you tolerate it, but you try to comfort others. So this man was finding happiness when the other patient was becoming very happy and joyful. He is blind and he is suffering. But because the other man was getting happiness by listening to him, he was doing all this. So the lesson is that when you see others happy, especially by your efforts, then you can make others happy. Automatically you feel very good. So somebody is suffering very much, and you take a little time out to help him, and he becomes good, and he says a heartfelt thanks, and it's a great satisfaction for you. No? So now the point is, the compassion can be on two levels. Actually on three levels. One is like bodily. You give medicines, you massage him, you give him food. So his body is taken care. But you cannot completely right, but you can try. More than that is mental care. like when you respect him, when you talk to him sweetly, nicely, friendly, to take his mind out of his crisis. If he can handle it, his mind. The third thing is, you know, like, if you have knowledge, what are the limitations on a bodily level? What you can do for an old man? What you can do to a cancer patient? What you can do a man with his broken in an accident? You may take him to a hospital, but it takes 2-3 months. But during that time, he has to tolerate the pain, discomfort, whatever. You cannot just overnight, once the accident is there, like a magic that God can do. Like we were saying, Krishna, Kubja was there, and Krishna just touched a chain and put his legs on her leg, and then just did like that, and without any medicines, he made the Kubja became completely cured of her disfigured body. Only God can do that. But we are all working under material laws of nature. We are not miracle people. Miracles can stop disease, old age, and death. Prabhupada asked many big swamis and yogis, they do miracles. But you also have an international organization. And you also have very educated young people as your followers. But you are not known to be doing any miracles. So Prabhupada did this miracle, that miracle. No. Prabhupada was educating people by giving classes like this. And Prabhupada was engaging people in Kirtana and in people to do some service to God. Prabhupada was not talking about any miracles, he was not performing any miracles. They asked him, Prabhupada, no, no, I did the biggest miracle. I may not have done cheap miracles. Cheap miracles may attract cheap people. Petty miracles may attract petty-minded people. But one who has complete knowledge about things, he will not be impressed by the cheap miracles. Suppose, now I have knowledge, we are followers of Prabhupada. We know what is what in this world. And no bad habits yourself. Okay, your knowledge. I should not cheat others, I should not get cheated also. That is also there. And as I told you, if you have money, if you are not intelligent, you will be cheated. So a devotee doesn't cheat others, and he doesn't also allow others to cheat him. He knows how to recognize people. Doesn't have any bad habits. Because a devotee knows how to control his mind. No smoking, no drinking, no meat. A devotee, he knows how best you can use your time, energy and resources. How best, not that any benefit. How best my money can be used. How best my time can be used. How best my energies can be used. Like, you are a doctor here, and I am also a doctor, but I am spending my life this way. Maybe you are also trying to serve people, and I am also, obviously, I have left my home and job and all that, and I am living a great life. People can approach me. Not that only want to meet your family. Can you come and meet or not? Yeah, to meet the people, no? So the point is, a devotee, he knows the best way to serve people. That is, he understands that on a bodily level, very limited. Even on a mental level, very limited. like somebody is having intractable pain, and you may try to nicely entertain him, do this and that, but still you cannot completely remove the pain. It is there. But if you give people spiritual education, immediately they know the why the pain is there, why this is there, because it is not pain to me, it is pain to my body, and I am attached to my body, because of that I am suffering. So let me know that I am not this body, and let me cut off my attachments to the body. But you cannot be without attachments altogether. You can cut off your attachment, but you have to be attached to something in life. We are not God, that we are independent. So dependency will be there, attachment will be there, but we should know on whom to depend. We should know where to put our attachment, so that we are solving the problem once for all, and we are minimizing the effects of the problem. When you advance in spiritual life, these two things will happen. One, you know that now somehow I have this body, I cannot altogether get rid of this. So let me develop some tolerance. That's what Krishna is saying. The doctors and everybody, scientists, they are trying to make pills and medicines and all that for every silly little problem. But Krishna is saying, Matra Asparsha Sukha Unteya Sitoshna Sukha Dukkada Agama Payana Anityam Tanti Tikshasva Bharata. Suppose it is very hot, it is very hot, summer, or it is very cold, winter. You are in an area like Himachal Pradesh. You are born and brought up, and your job is there, and you cannot help. If your job is in Himachal, what can you do? Maybe you will come to this side, but here it is heat. So wherever you go, some problem is there. Many problems are there. So there is no place in this world which is without problems. Krishna says, not only this earth planet, Krishna says, Abrahma Bhavana Loka Punaravartana Arjuna Mamupetya Tu Kaunteya Punarjanma Navidyate. Abrahma Bhavana Loka. You go to heavenly planets, you go to Brahmaloka. Also Irsha, jealousy is there. There also competition is there. There also enjoyment outside. Suppose you are in Sargaloka, and you want to go with Ramba, Urasi, or Manaka, or Tilotama, this kind of people. But Tilotama is not interested in you. She wants to go with someone else. What can you do? Accomplish, because there are many people. Not that you are the only male and everybody else is for your enjoyment, it is not like that. There are many males, there are many favored men, you know. So that's going on all over the world. You go to Brahma Loka, this and that, everywhere. It is not that only Brahma. So there cannot be a head without subjects. Suppose I say I am temple president. So how many people are under you? No, I am just temple president, I am the all in all. President for whom? You are president, you should have some people under you. Or more, there should be some people. No? From Brahmaloka to Patal Loka, everywhere there is envy and jealousy. Everywhere there is competition. Everywhere there is looking for pleasure outside. The moment you are looking for pleasure outside, That means you are helpless. You may get it or you may not get it. You may not be satisfied when you get it. So you cannot be happy. So that's why Krishna is saying tolerate. And Krishna is not telling you to tolerate like a sadist. Racism. Sadist means who harasses, tortures others. But one who tolerates all torture is called stoicism. Bas, you do anything with me. He doesn't know how to make you suffer. You beat me like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj beat them. They thrash. Done all things. But Prahlad was not crying. So Hiranyakashipu is going crazy. He wanted to see Prahlad fall on his feet. He wanted to Prahlad, oh no, please, I will surrender to you. He was just saying, I am surrendered to Lord Hari, and you also surrender to Lord Hari, otherwise you will also, because you cannot be happy. Hiranyakashipu could not make Prahlad surrender to him. Because Prahlad knows, he is not God that I should surrender to him. I only surrender to Hari, who is the real God. And if you surrender to Lord Hari, really you get everything happen in your life. Your bad habits will go away and your inner happiness will begin and you don't exploit others and you develop tolerance. You are kind to pick up. What can you expect from foolish people? What can you expect from ignorant people? So you have to be tolerant. So you will tolerate and try to help them. The key to success in life is that you have to be happy in yourself. Can never be separated from you. One can cheat you, but Krishna is always your revelation, God. So just blindly you follow Krishna. Just I only have faith in Krishna. I will follow whatever Krishna says. Many great devotees, even in ISKCON, like there used to be one Swami. There used to be Bhakti Tirtha Swami. Were afflicted with cancer, an advanced stage. But simply cheerful, and they never complained. Whoever is coming to meet them, by their spiritual ideas, that means they neglected, they ignored their body. Body, what can you do? So they were working on a spiritual platform. Nicely, what will happen to them if they can tolerate this pain and continue to chant and use their body for comforting others? That's the people who are attracted. People who, oh, let's go and meet Sridhar Swami. He is suffering so much, but he has served Prabhupada so much. He was such a, he did so much service to the society. Now he is treated with cancer. And then, but he was not talking like a painful cancer patient. He is talking about nice things about Krishna Katha and the class. Shocked. What can we comfort him? He is educating us. He is not looking for any sympathy from anybody. That is a devotee. Yes, a devotee doesn't care. That is a devotee. Because he spiritually is very happy. He has a lot of things to talk about God. He has a lot of plans. And he wants to see people. He wants to help people to come up to that platform of spiritual life. So, Prabhupada, going back, miracle we are talking about. Prabhupada said, no, I have done the greatest miracle. People only know when You talk about miracle. People say walking on water, floating in the air, or creating something from your hand, or reading your mind. People think these are all miracles. How do we know? But Prabhupada said, these are all for a devotee. These are all petty, tiny, silly things. As long as you cannot avoid old age, as long as you cannot avoid death, what these miracles are worth for? You have to die, go away. You have to get old and be bedridden. Is there anybody who doesn't grow old? Is there anyone who doesn't die? So Prabhupada said, I have done the greatest miracle. That is, to become free from cycle of birth and death. And irrespective of the disease and old age, how can you be a happy man? So how to transcend death, irrespective of everything in this world, how can you be a happy, satisfied man? So this is not some theory, that the nature of the soul is Satchit Ananda. The soul is deathless. Sat means deathless. Ananda. The soul is by nature blissful. So if you come to spiritual platform, you realize that I don't have to fear death. If you come to spiritual platform, so many problems may be there. But because you are on spiritual platform, the nature of the soul is to be happy all the time. That's how the Sridhar Swami or Bhaktivedanta Swami, they are on spiritual platform. They were not body conscious. They were Krishna conscious. And that's what Krishna is teaching in Bhagavad Gita. Manmanava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mamai vaisati yuktaiva atmana matparayana. Krishna is saying you try to do research, make some medicines, you try to do something in this world. Krishna, what is Krishna asking you to do? Become my devotee. Think of me. Do you think Krishna is a fool? He doesn't know that who has given you cancer, who has broken your legs, who has made you poor. All these things are happening without knowledge of God or what? If God wants to take them away, he cannot take or what? He has given cancer to somebody, but he has not given cancer to another man. So that means if Krishna wants, he can also make you cancer mukt. He can make you, why not? No? So you can, if God has given you something, how can you avoid it? No way you can avoid. That's why you may go to Brahma Loka. There also old age will come with you. And death will come. You cannot avoid. So stop all these foolish efforts, wasting your time and money. And take up the proposal given by Krishna. Krishna is saying, you become my devotee. You think of me. You worship me. And you offer your obeisances to me. And that way, everything will be solved. So Krishna is promising that if you become a devotee, I will take care of you. And if you become a devotee, you realize your blissful nature. Now we are identifying with the miserable body. Now you become a devotee of Krishna, then you realize your blissful nature of the soul. And then you are indifferent. All these petty problems. What is if an elephant, a fly sits, it cannot do anything to the elephant, the fly. Or for a multi-millionaire, what does it matter if you lose 1 rupee or you get 1 rupee? You are a multi-millionaire. So if you come to spiritual platform, all your material things, they don't appear like any more problems. Because you have come to eternal blissful life. and you know that this body is going to be for some time and then go. What is 100 years? What is 100 years in eternity? 100 years is nothing, it's just like how many times you blink your eyes in a day? How many times? Suppose you blink one time in 24 hours. So it is not a fraction. Like that, if somebody is on spiritual platform, for him all these things are like flash of events. The whole life is simply a flash. Experience. That's why you find people when they really become devotees, they are so active, they are so fixed, and they are so blissful. You cannot attract people if you are miserable. Only when you have knowledge, when you are disciplined, when you are blissful, then because everybody is unhappy, tensions and that. So when they meet people who are not like them, then immediately, wow, I should also learn from him. How can I? What are the problems? How can I be a happy man? So, problem is the nature of this world. If you don't want problem, get out of this world. And problems are the nature of this world. And you should learn the art of how to ignore the problems. Ignore the problems. So when your mind is lifted up to Krishna consciousness, then you don't unnecessarily waste your time. Because our problem is a spiritual problem. But you are trying to make material solution. You want happiness. Then you have to come to spiritual life. For happiness you apply on your pimples, some cosmetic for your happiness, you eat this and that. How long can you go on doing that? You want everlasting happiness, perpetual happiness, unlimited happiness you want. That can only come when you realize yourself. That's why scripture says, human life, ata ata brahma jinyasa. Human life means just come to spiritual path. Otherwise you are living like a polished animal. No? Animal is moving naked, you are having clothes. But just having clothes, don't think you are a human being. But mentality is like animal. Eating, sleeping, mating. But to be really a human being, you have to come to spiritual path. And it is not some tiny man's proposal. Krishna, God is saying, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Just don't waste your time on improving this and that. Improve yourself. Improve yourself. Spiritually you develop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandarasi Bhagavad Gita. Hare Nam Sankirtan.